The wines of Chambly-Musigny are world famous for their unsurpassed elegance, delicacy, spiciness, and sheer refinement. Indeed, only the wines of Vanhomme and Volnay could offer any serious competition when it comes to the highly scented perfume of the aromas. Geographically, Chambly-Musigny lies immediately south of Moret-Saint-Denis and just north of Vougeot, which is home to the world-famous Château de Clos Vougeot. While the vineyard area is slightly larger than that of Moret, there are even fewer producers located here, with only 20 at last count. And as long as I'm invoking shapes to describe the various vineyard areas, if Gevrey is in the rough shape of a mallet, and if Moret is a square, then Chambly resembles a spatula, with its rectangular primary area connected to a short handle mostly comprised by the Grand Cru Musigny. Most of Burgundy's soils consist of various kinds and proportions of limestone. Just as in Volnay, the percentage of limestone in Chambly is especially high, with a proportionally lower ratio of clay. The color and composition of the clay that is present, though, can vary dramatically, which is to say from iron-infused deep brown to a startling white. This white clay is predominantly found on the Moret side of the commune, which is to say the northern side, and the further up the hill one climbs, the whiter the soil becomes. The relatively thin soil is also generally poorer in Chambly than elsewhere, and the vines are thus less productive. As we have discussed earlier in the program, while low yields are not always absolutely essential to the production of high-quality Burgundy, they are certainly a contributing factor, and by extension, this undoubtedly helps to explain the consistently admirable quality emanating from Chambly today. There are two Grand Crus located here, the aforementioned Bonnemare, that is partially shared with Moret-Saint-Denis, and the universally venerated vineyard of Musigny. Indeed, so revered was Musigny that it is the vineyard name that was chosen to be appended to that of the village of Chambly in 1878. Unlike the other communes that possess two or more Grand Crus, where they tend to be clustered together, Bonnemare and Musigny are at opposite ends of the commune, and as such do not come anywhere close to touching borders. To better situate you geographically, Bonnemare is on the Moret side, and Musigny is on the Vougeot side. There are 24 Premier Crus in Chambly that cover just over 60 hectares, and as is typically the case in the Côte, they are clustered around and between the two Grand Crus. In the same fashion as the Moret Premier Crus, again with only one exception, most of the Chambly Premier Crus are not very large. In fact, seven of them do not even measure 1 hectare in size. As such, it will not surprise you to hear that many producers are forced to blend their holdings to produce a non-specific Chambly Premier Cru, where no individual vineyard name is designated on the label in order to have a commercially viable volume. There are a number of Premier Crus clustered around Bonnemare, and they tend to mirror its structure, muscle, and intensity, whereas those clustered around Musigny also tend to mirror its minerality, perfumed aromas, and overall sense of refinement. Notwithstanding the sometimes vexing problem of finding many of the smaller Premier Crus, they are out there if you are willing to spend a bit of time searching. The largest, and best known, and thus easiest to find, is Le Charme. It is also perhaps the iconic image of the quintessential Chambly, and its name is very much in keeping with the character of the wine, which is to say, charming. This Premier Cru is round, refined, generous, and fleshy, but not banal, as it offers lovely complexity, and this is particularly true with age. I like to divide the best of the Chambly Premier Crus into three basic categories. You should understand that this does not mean that wines in one category can't share some characteristics with those in a different category, but the idea here is to simply provide you with the general idea of what you could expect should you choose to treat yourself to one of these Premier Crus. In the category that is like charme, which is to say charmingly round and refined, I would include the Premier Crus of Le Grouchet, Châtelot, and Combote. In the category of intensely mineral-driven and tautly muscular wines, I would put Les Cras, Les Fouets, Les Verroilles, Les Baudes, Les Sentiers, and Les Carrières. Note that these wines are often somewhat austere in their youth, and thus usually require moderate bottle aging to flesh out. Lastly, in the category of striking elegance, perfume, and plenty of minerality, but not necessarily muscle, I would include La Combe d'Orvault, Les Audois, and Les Fusselottes. There is one other wine in this third category that is almost universally thought of as not only the best Chambord Premier Cru, but in the eyes of many, is as good as many of the Grand Crus in other communes. This is the vineyard of Les Amoureuses.